This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 254 for Thursday, February 4th. I'm Glenn Halleck. ICE futures canola contracts are higher on Thursday in what was a volatile session. With the final settlement still pending, the March canola contract is up 60 cents at $695.70 per ton. The May contract is also up 60 cents at $677 per ton, while the July contract is up $6.60 at $658.50 per ton. Tomorrow, Stats Canada issues its report on grain stocks as of December 31st. Expectations are for Stats Canada to lower stocks for canola and wheat. How that could affect the market on Friday remains to be seen. The average trade guess is around 12.3 million tons of canola and 25.4 million tons of wheat. In other edible oils, there's support coming from gains in Chicago soy oil, as well as European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil. The Canadian dollar is lower at 77.93 US cents compared to Wednesday's close of 78.23. The United States Department of Agriculture released its weekly export sales report for the week ending January 28th. Soybean export sales are 824,000 tons of old crop for a 77% increase from the previous week. New crop soybeans have sales of more than 633,000 tons. Old crop soy meal export sales are about 301,000 tons plus 45,000 tons of new crop. Soy oil sales are 10,500 tons. The USDA says corn export sales are at a marketing year high with nearly 7.44 million tons of old crop. New crop corn sales are almost 84,000 tons. And with more than 643,000 tons of old crop, wheat export sales are up 69% from the previous week. New crop sales are 93,500 tons. Rain continues to fall in various parts of Brazil. About a half to 1.5 inches of rain fell in Rio Grande del Sul. Over the next 6 to 10 days, other regions of Brazil, including Mato Grosso, are to get 2 to 4 inches of rain. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are slightly higher on Thursday. The March contract is up a penny at $13.72.5 per bushel. March soy oil is up nearly a half cent at 44.94 U.S. cents per pound. March soy meal is down $2.40 at $4.33.10 per hundredweight. Corn futures are slightly lower on Thursday. The March contract is down 2 cents at $5.50 a bushel. Chicago oats are slightly higher, with the March contract up a penny at $3.50. Wheat futures are down on Thursday. Chicago March is losing 11 cents at $6.37.5. Kansas City March is down 7 cents at $6.19. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis March is down 2.5 cents at $6.22.5. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Thursday, February 4th. For Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.